Get ready to clutch your pearls, everybody, because we just watched the 2021 Grammys. And it's full of Illuminate-confirmed symbolism, my God. We've got symbolism of the goddess. The feminine energy's unleashed. Can you handle it? We're going to talk about Bad Bunny. We're going to talk about the All-Seeing Eye. We're going to talk about Dua Lipa. An angel sent to us from above. We're going to talk about who else I got on the list here. Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion. My God. This is gonna be a quick wrap-up of the 2021 Grammys. Because I watched it in its entirety, hosted by Trevor Noah. I don't know what to think about Trevor Noah. I liked Jon Stewart with The Daily Show. I know, a real original opinion, right? Then Trevor Noah came along, I said, who's this bozo? Not a big fan. He's fine. I don't know. He's fine, right? He's just trying to entertain us. He's trying to be funny. Is he a shill? Probably. A little bit. A little shilly. But hey, you know what? I ain't hating. Let's talk about... Well, alright. Let's just get into it, right? The theme for 2021 for the Grammys, the biggest night in the music awards... The theme was big butts, okay? Big booties. Even John Mayer showed up with his big booty. He put on the COVID-19, oh my God. But yeah, everyone showed up with the biggest butts. If you didn't have a big butt, you better sit down on your uncomfortable skinny ass, okay? Everyone had a big butt. Beyonce... Megan Thee Stallion, we had Cardi B. Who else was there with the big booty? Doja Cat. It was all the booties you could handle. And I don't know how much white America can handle big booties yet, okay? We're trying, though. We're trying. But that was the theme. But the performances, right? You come here for the performances, the symbolism breakdown. That's what I do every show. I've watched every one of these award shows, the Grammys, the American Music Awards, all those types of things, MTV Music Awards. I watch them every year since 2011. And they're pretty painful, right? I mean, this thing was like, what did it clock in at 3 hours? Good God. What am I watching, Tenet? Which I did watch, by the way. Ironically, I watched it the same day. I finally got around to watching Tenet. Will I do a breakdown of it? I don't know. This too is made my brain hurt trying to watch this movie. You know, lots of inversion symbolism. I'll see what I can do. That I'll give you that much. I'll watch it a second time, but don't expect me to break down the physics of time travel and all that stuff. But there's a lot of weird ideas of the inversals and. As above, so below, and all that kind of stuff. Quantum physics. But we're here to talk about the Grammys and your favorite celebrities. Bad Bunny, he was performing. And I will have the images on the Instagram, as always, at Isaac Weishaupt. And as always, like and subscribe. Link in the show notes, as always. But you've already done all that, so thank you. Bad Bunny was on the All-Seeing Eye stage. There's no doubts as to what we saw there. They did a bird's eye view of the stage, of the eyeball, with him standing inside of it, performing. And I already saw some comments. I think it was on Twitter. I posted a poor quality photo of it taken with my phone on the TV, but I took higher quality images for the post that you'll see. He said, oh, but Isaac, he just likes the eye. He does the eye all the time. He likes eyeballs. Oh, okay, my bad. My bad, dog. I will respond to that with the same response I provided when he did the same thing in the 2018 American Music Awards. Because, commenter, you are correct. Yes, Bad Bunny does always do the eye thing. He seems to like eyeballs. And at the 2018 AMAs, he showed you the third eye his pineal gland opening up, which is the occult reference to the wisdom being bestowed upon the initiate, in the same manner that the serpent in the Garden of Eden bestowed the knowledge upon Adam and Eve. The wisdom to be like gods. That's what it all references. It all represents the same thing. And why do they do it? Why is a rapper showing us the symbolism? Is he in the Illuminati? Is he a Freemason? I don't know. I don't think so. The argument is that these celebrities just use the imagery because the handlers say, do this, it's edgy, it's cool, they'll love it. Why do the handlers say that? Well, because they are the ones that know the truth. The truth, like Eliphas Levi wrote about in Transcendental Magic with the magnetic chain, which is what the response was to this commenter, because that is what, during the 2018 AMAs, I did an analysis, as I always do, of these award shows. I'll try to put links in the show notes. No promises, no promises. But I'll read to you from the book. To form the magnetic chain is to originate a current of ideas which produces faith and draws a large number of wills in a given circle of active manifestation. A well-formed chain is like a whirlpool which sucks down and absorbs all. The chain may be established in three ways: by signs, by speech, and by contact. The first is by inducing opinion to adopt some sign as the representation of a force. What does that sound? Well, that's like Tenet, right? What are you talking about, Isaac? We're talking about the symbolism has an effect. It charges up this sigil or whatever on a subconscious level. They understand there's an atomic level. They understand that thoughts become beliefs, become realities, as I talked about in my alien book. They know this. That's what the occult sciences are all about. Creating the world they desire. And that's why they do these high profile rituals. That's why they have a huge night, a huge event, and they do this sort of thing. The large number of wills, that's you and I, are part of the active manifestation. So, that's what went down. That's what always goes down. And when they say they establish this magnetic chain, they establish it through the signs, that's the symbols, that's old Bugs Bunny standing in the all-seeing eye. By speech, through the spoken word, which is one of the ancient mysteries, the logos, how the world was created. And by contact. He's going to touch you with his all-seeing eye. I don't know. What does contact mean? A physical connection to the actual symbol. Could be like a cross, right? You hold the cross, the crucifix. You put the crucifix to the demon's head and it burns. Anyway, these are some of the ideas we're playing with here, okay? And a lot of this, my man Ryan turned me on to a guy named James Selby Downard. He was an OG at this. He was talking about this many, many years ago. I got to dig into his research. I got a stack of books I got to get through. I have to hack my way through the Don't Kill Yourself books first. First and foremost are the Don't Kill Yourself books, okay? I just finished one yesterday, so maybe I'll start reading Downard's book. Anyhow, next, Dua Lipa, my God. The most amazing angel sent to us from above. Before I joke. I love Dua Lipa's music. I mean, she's not bad to look at, don't get me wrong, but she did a song called Levitating, which when I first heard the title, I thought, oh no, what is this? Levitating? Like the CDs? Like the superpowers of the occult? The lyrics suggest otherwise, but it's fine. But she performed it with rapper DaBaby, and the symbolism that we saw made my jaw drop. They did it in front of the Black Sun. Yes, the Black Sun made itself known once again. If you recall, Demi Lovato, who's out channeling aliens with Dr. Stephen Greer now, but Demi Lovato and Christina Aguilera performed at the 2018 Billboard Music Awards in front of the Black Sun as well. And I covered that. I told you, I cover all of them. There's not one that I miss for going on 10 years now. Oh, it's the 10th anniversary of my red pill journey that hopefully you followed along on the back in the early blogging days on IlluminatiWatcher.com. I blogged all this stuff for many years. Then I started writing the books, then I started the podcast, and I started YouTube, and then the powers that be tore all of that asunder. But you can actually, if you haven't gone to IlluminatiWatcher.com, go there, sign up for the free email newsletter. You'll get my first book for free. For free. I will email it to you. You get 4 books for $5. What a deal. Anyhow, that's my spiel. Go sign up for the email newsletter. Now, okay, so Dua Lipa debate. I have a really dumb theory about Dua Lipa. Should I share it with you? I don't know if I should. Should I do it? I'm on the fence about it. Well, okay, screw it. I've already gone too far. Here's my theory about Dua Lipa. I don't think her real name is Dua Lipa. Okay. Now, officially it is. But I think she is here to represent the forces of the feminine sex goddess. Okay? Dua Lipa. It sounds a lot to me like dual lips, okay? Now, I'm not trying to be profane here. But, like, come on, right? Anyhow, that's just a wacky idea that came into my head. But she represents this, you know, she's very sexualized, right? And look, I'm not hating. You know me. I'm about as socially liberal as one could be. I'm offended. I'm offensively socially liberal. I don't care. Go for it. Does everybody want to be a porn star? I don't care. Go for it. You know, if you don't like that sort of thing, morals are for people to live up to on their own, not for them to mandate upon others, okay? You don't want to do these naughty things, you don't have to do it. But I don't like people oppressing other people because they live a different lifestyle or have different values. So, that being said, because look, here's the problem. What happened in the last couple years was that my truther world was hijacked by the Republican right-wing conservatives. Right? And I'm not a liberal. I don't like the liberals either. I don't buy into the two-party gang system. But what happened was the truther community was infiltrated by the conservatives. And that's all the voices out there are just peddling Republican stuff. They're falling into the two-party system nonsense. I can't believe it. I'm like, I'm watching it. I'm like, why? Why are you doing this? They fell victim to it. I guess there's a lot to talk about as far as politics goes the last couple years, but who's trying to hear that? Why are we all of a sudden like, oh yeah, we're all Republicans now? What? Since when? But then, oh, I'm not a Republican, I'm libertarian. Like, okay, I mean, I get it, right? Nobody wants the government in their lives dictating to them what they can and should do. But, like, that's the problem with the Republican Party. You know, there's the saying, the Republicans want in your bedroom, the liberals want in your wallet. Like, neither one is a perfect solution here, folks. Anyhow, so I remain, dare I say, the only voice to not co-opt the Republican Party in the truth of community. Boom, I said it. Shots fired, a big old cannonball fired. And I don't care. Are they gonna stop interviewing me on the other podcast now? Maybe. I don't care. I'm here for the truth. And you and me, we're riding through over to truth land. So we're talking about Dua Lipa, okay? Let's get back into it. She's doing a song called Levitating with DaBaby. And they're doing it in front of the Black Sun. And then, much to my shock and surprise, the next set that shows up in the background on stage is the moon. So we saw the black sun and the moon. Why is this important? Well, these two things connect, believe it or not. The sun represents the king, the male patriarchy. The moon represents the queen, the feminine divinity. What you saw was a symbolic sex ritual. And guess what the ritual was all about? It's about the union of opposites. It was about that goat with the boobs. It was about the reconciliation of opposites. And it was about sex. Because that's what these occult rituals are all about. It's always sex and death. And as the alchemical process unfolds, the opposites, they're combined. And through the sexual union of opposing forces, a new entity is formed, the new birth of the new age and the new star child. What you saw was a literal sexual union, symbolically, of course. And it represents the Philosopher's Stone, the birth of the new age. And here's an interesting, I was kind of doing a little bit of research, catching up. There's a book called The Black Sun, Alchemy and the Art of Darkness by Stanton Marlin. I've talked about this book before when I did my breakdown of the weekend's Super Bowl performance. I don't know if you heard that show. That was a good one too. But I'll read you, the editor wrote this. While I was editing this manuscript, there was a Luna Niger, a total eclipse of the moon by the sun's shadow. Marlin writes about the shadow of the sun and its darkness. And where is this more apparent than in the total eclipse of the moon? Perhaps in our time, this represents the patriarchal sun king and its shadow, which eclipses the feminine, whereas the black sun has no need to eclipse the moon, because both have a soft glow, one from within and the other from outer reflection. So there you go. The sun king, the black sun, the shadow, eclipsing the feminine. But then in the performance, the feminine energies win, which was the theme of the night, right? And not to make it a race thing, but there's lots of opposites conjoining symbolically on this stage. You've got DaBaby, who is a black man, and Dua Lipa, who's a white woman. And that's what the symbolism reflects. It's the psychological tensions in the roles of opposing forces. You got the black man and the white woman. You got the black sun and the white moonlight. Isn't that the lyric she sings too? I got you, moonlight, starlight, something like that. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? The moonlight is the white light. So the black sun is the dark light. It's the opposites. Opposing forces. Sexual union. And when you have a sun and a moon, it's showing the same thing. The moonlight is the whitening, what they call the albedo, opposing the negredo, the black night of the soul, the first stage of alchemy. And what's also curious, if you want to add more into this, you know, idea of the feminine divine, the great female earth mother, Miranda Lambert performed on the stage. Is she a little person? She looks like she's got, I don't really know, I don't really follow her, but anyway, getting sidetracked. She performed on stage in what appeared to be a giant clamshell of sorts. This is the mermaid Venus symbolism of the Great Mother, which you saw from Lady Gaga when she did her Art Pop album. Same thing, from the famous painting. So then, Megan Thee Stallion performed, and she was joined by Cardi B. And again, my jaw dropped. All the way down, because Cardi B came out as the false Maria. She came out with the what looked like a robot stuff, right? She had like a robot suit on. Well, that is from Metropolis, the old 1927 film by Fritz Lang, the master of darkness and symbolism in film. And she, Cardi B, joined the ranks of Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Whitney Houston, even Freddie Mercury from Queen. Queen, get it? Queen. Anyway, all of these people portrayed themselves as the false Maria from the story Metropolis. All of them. And there's Cardi B doing the same thing. Why do they always do it? Why do they show us the false Maria, the robot? Because, and I'll pull up, I have a film analysis, again, on IlluminatiWatcher.com. I'll put a link in the show notes. I'll give you the basics, so you don't even have to, you won't even have to click it and read it. Basically, the story is about these elites, right? And they've got slaves down under serving this big machine called Moloch, right? Get it? Moloch. They're sacrificing to Moloch. Anyway, the elites are up top at the Tower of Babel, living their best lives. This is like, they're the technological elites too, so this is like Elon Musk is up there. And they, Elon Musk there, he hires a scientist to fuse a spirit into a robot to create the Star Child, which, not to keep talking about the sexual union of opposing forces, but that's kind of what that embodies. And this scientist, Ro Twang, he does it. He does a blood sacrifice of his hand to fuse a spirit into this robot called False Maria. And False Maria, she gets unleashed upon the idiots, the slaves down under, as the Whore of Babylon. She's putting the men in the city under a trance of sexuality. They can't help themselves when they see her. She's dancing. Dancing for money. And the men can't resist. And it puts them in a trance, and it further enslaves them to keep fueling the elite. To live their golden age. To live their best lives. Which, prove me wrong, is that not what happened in 2020? These technocrat elitists, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, made a lot of money. Do you think that the capitalist forces of America, like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, the world's richest men, you think they, when they, in 2020, when they make more money than they've ever made ever because of a pandemic, you think they have an interest in making the pandemic stop? Or do you think they're like, no, let's keep this rolling? Don't you think that they would want everyone else to keep suffering so they could keep making? I mean, they're sick in the head, right? Like, these people will never spend this much money. They don't need this much. But they're sick in the head and they need more. So, of course, they would be fueling and, I argue, funding an agenda to keep America screwed up and sick through the pandemic. Now, how far does that go? I mean, that's another show, right? But anyhow, this False Maria is part of this storyline, and the False Maria was represented by Cardi B, but in the story Metropolis, her purpose is to play the Whore of Babylon, used by the elite to dupe the masses, which your boy Aleister Crowley was into this too. He was all about bringing about the Whore of Babylon and the Scarlet Woman to end the current age that we live in and bring about the Aeon of Horus. Because the Whore of Babylon represented sexual liberation and the expression of the feminine divine. And that's essentially why you see Cardi B coming out as False Maria, joining Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Whitney, Freddie. Well, then Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion, they Voltroned up and they performed the wet ass pussy on TV. Can you believe it? Can you believe it happened? I was tweeting. I tweeted. Let me explain my tweet. Let me redo it. I'll read you the tweet first. I said, I'm watching the Grammys, fitting to find out what all this wet ass pussy is about on primetime TV. What a time to be alive. I remember when they banned Two Live Crew in the 80s. Ha, ha, ha. Also very funny to me. Because, I mean, not that Two Live Crew is, like, any less crude, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying we went from banning an album to showing similar content on the TV screen on a Sunday night with on the mainstream CBS stuff. I mean, are they going to perform it at the Super Bowl next year? And look, like I told you earlier, I don't personally care. I think it's a parent's job to parent. But I also sympathize for these parents when they're like, traditionally, the things that you used to be able to let your kids watch are a little more dangerous. Now, me personally, I don't care. Like, my parents weren't like that at all. They let me watch whatever I wanted. And I'm totally fine. Look at me. But you get the point. You know, a lot of truthers will go down this path of the social culture wars, which I don't disagree with them. I see it too. I think there's something to this, but you got to be careful because then it gets kind of shamey, right? Because you also have this non-conspiracy world where you have to understand that, like, there's just like how men have toxic masculinity, there's a bit of toxic femininity where they find value in being sexualized and being sexy and beautiful. And like I talk about with the toxic masculinity, it's not all bad. I fall into the toxic, I subscribe to some elements of toxic masculinity. Like, I want to be the most toxic, no, I'm just kidding. But the point I'm trying to make is, like, we just need to be aware of these things is all I'm trying to say. Do women want to look sexy and feel sexy? Yes. I'm not saying let's take that away and put them in Handmaid's Tale outfits. Same with men. Men want to be sexy, want to be big and muscular or whatever, right? I'm not saying let's all abandon these things entirely. I'm just saying just got to be aware of it, right? Don't let it make you miserable. Like, I'm watching, what's the dumb show I watch? There's a lot of dumb shows I watch. Floribama Shore, right? My man Gus on there, who's now a Freemason, apparently. I don't know if you saw, he's got a Freemason ring on his hand. Anyhow, my man's got sick abs. But he's in a rotten mood all the time. Because you can't have it both ways. You can't have sick ass abs and a good time. Prove me wrong. Well, what I'm saying is, like, I want sick ass abs, but I've got enough wherewithal to know, oh, but for me to do that, I've got to be so miserable that I'm going to hate myself and everyone's going to hate me. And it's not worth it. That's all I'm saying. That was it. That was the whole award show. Yeah, cool way to end the show, talking about abs. Post Malone was there. He performed Hollywood's Bleeding with a bunch of hooded folks. Looked very ritualistic-esque, right? But you know I love Post Malone. White Iverson, one of the greatest songs of all time. So you know I ain't saying nothing bad about Post Malone. Billie Eilish was there. She won, I don't know, Record of the Year or whatever. I don't really watch the award acceptances too much. Pretty much fast forward through most of this show. But she tried to give it to Meg Thee Stallion. She said, you deserve this thing, not me. Beyonce hailed as the Queen of Queens. They had a whole thing on the Black is King was an album or video album or whatever you call it. And I did a full breakdown of that. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes. You want the link in the show notes? I'll give you the link in the show notes. I broke the whole thing down. And boy, oh boy, if you thought the Grammys had symbolism that made you question what was going on, wait till you hear my analysis of Black is King. But that was it. That was the 2021 Grammys. Thanks for listening. We're going to bring it home with a guy that should have won the track of the year. I'm gonna play you a song. I never do this. I'm gonna play you a song. This guy should have won the song of the year. I'm nominating him. It's Father Phil from Phil Goodrich Art. He did the UFO painting on my gallery wall. If you ever watch my live streams, he submitted an entry into a contest I held a few weeks ago. Because my man's on the Patreon, as you should be. Because, you know, I got three systems. I got the Rockfin, I got the Patreon, then I got the IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP. And all of them get you sort of different flavors of stuff, but my man's on Patreon. And I did a contest for all my supporters on those different platforms. And he submitted a song. My God, the man made a song. Anyways, we're gonna go out with that. I'll check out his podcast. It's called A Surfer's Path. He's got this great episode on Kerry Mullis, the guy with the PCR test. You know, I don't harp on the COVID stuff because, like, to me, I kind of am like, whatever. Like, we're not doctors. I don't know. Who knows? Are they scamming us a little bit? I'm sure. There's so much fear being mongered. But, like, ultimately it comes down to, like, I want everyone to be healthy and safe. So, like, I'm not offering up my opinions or ideas. But the Kerry Mullis show he did was pretty wild. So check it out. It's called A Surfer's Path. And here's his track. I want you to enjoy it. And until next time, stay woke.
Yo, turn that shit up, Isaac. This is your priest, Father Phil. Agnostic sneak diss track, take one. Heretical, theoretical, Nakamati text, try Bible flex, 200 books don't make you wise, agnostic, boombastic, Eve can breathe, life. Heretical, theoretical, Nakamati text, try Bible flex, 200 books don't make you wise, agnostic, boombastic, Eve can breathe, life. I love you, Isaac. Conspiracy theory is an unpopular culture for life. But that Sophia shit? I don't know, man. Fuck that book. Just give me the t-shirt.